Tonight's shiur, Simen Kuf Chaf Ches, Se'if Zayin, and Se'if Ches. Se'if Zayin. Im Natal HaKoyin Yodov Shachris, Uberich Al Tilas Yedayim, if a Koyin washed his hands in the morning, before he went to shul, and he said the Baruch Al Tilas Yedayim, Lo Yachser Levore, Kishinot Yodov Shachris, he doesn't make a Baruch when he washes again for Duchenin. And it could be he washed his hands in shul, said the Baruch there Al Tilas Yedayim, but wherever it is, he made the Baruch Al Tilas Yedayim in the morning, then the din is that when you wash your hands for duchening, he doesn't make the bracha at that point. Mishnah Berurah Sifkan Chovda Lo Yachs Levavichul. He should not make the bracha a second time. The inyan bracha samchin al Rambam. When it comes to the bracha al tiyasidayim, we can rely on the Rambam. The svirlei the Rambam holds the yotzei b'tehila shenot l'shachris, that washing in the morning is sufficient. It doesn't have to wash the hands again later on for duchening. So even though we are going to wash a second time, we're not going to make a bracha the second time. Well, yeah, it's with the bracha we said in the morning. But this only is true if, since the morning, he has not touched an area of the body that is filthy, nor has he been distracted during that time.
What is the degree of distraction for this?
That he's not shomer yadayim. But if he was distracted and he wasn't washing his hands, certainly if he in fact touched a part of the body that's not clean, and certainly everyone would agree, even the Rambam, that when he washes his hands for duchen and he has to make a bracha, so paskas magen avraham. Veli Rabba kosev the Yabba writes the bekol gavni ein sarach levarch al natila zoi. That under any circumstance, it's not necessary to make a bracha on this washing of the hands, even if there is hesach hadas, even if he touched makom tunav. The shem alone is scan klal bracha on tilas, because maybe there was never a takana to make a bracha on this natilas yedayim. V'chein nohagu shelo levarach b'shem gavni. Therefore, that is the minig. Kaham do not make a bracha no matter what, even though they're going to wash their hands and they may have been hesach hadas and maybe they touched makom tunav. They went to the bathroom in between. They're not making the bracha on tilas yedayim before the duchen. V'lachin, therefore, kol kohen yori v'chored, kahanim who are yori shemayim and tremble to do what's right, yishmer yodov mishas titasu shachas, he should really be careful from the time he washed his hands in the morning, shlo yigab makom aluchach, not to touch anything filthy, shlo yipa b'safi bracha, not to fall into the story of this shaylo safi bracha. Because if he's not going to make the bracha regardless, if he's careful with his hands, then he doesn't have to worry about making the bracha. If he's not careful with his hands, he runs into the shiloh, should he or shouldn't he make a bracha? And we're not going to make the bracha, but you run into the shiloh. So it's a challenge, because we don't duchen until musaf. And he's going to be careful from the morning straight through. I don't know how many kahanim are actually careful with this or not. But this is what he says. It's a madrega. It's a madrega for the kohen to be very careful with his hands from time washing in the morning with the bracha through duchening. And again, I don't know how many people actually do this, but that's what Mishpah is saying. Se'if ches. Keshemaschil shliach tzibur ritzei. When the shliach tzibur begins the bracha of ritzei. Kol kohen shebeis ha-kneses nekar mimekoyim lalos duchen. Every kohen in shul moves from his place and starts approaching the duchen. Even though he might not reach the duchen before the Sheikh Sibir finishes the bracha, he's not there yet. Shabbat, that's okay. The ikur is he started moving in that direction. But if he did not move in the whole bracha of Ritzei, Shuv lo yala, at that point he cannot go up anymore. He lost his chance. When the Shliach Tzibur begins with say, that is the time for the Kahanim to step forward. Haynu l'chadchila, yizohir la'akor, b'hascholas ha-Shliach Tzibur say. L'chadchila, the Kahan should actually begin to move forward as soon as he says the word with say. Avlim lo akar atzor hischa Shliach Tzibur say. But let's say he didn't move until the Shliach Tzibur already began. He's in the bracha. Koshelo siyem birchas would say, as long as the bracha isn't over yet, shaper domi, that is fine and sufficient. Since the bracha isn't over yet, he brings a question on the side. What about if he didn't move until the bracha is over, and then he starts to move when the tzibur says amen? is the amen on the bracha a chelik of the bracha, as if the bracha is still continuing, and therefore he was oiker raglov in the bracha, or not? So the notes bring the Prima Godim that even though Anias Amen is a chelik of the bracha, he can't go up. He had to go up before they get to the Amen. But the Sefer Teres Chaim doesn't understand. Why not? Why don't we say that he can go up? Amen is a chelik of the bracha. Why are we differentiating? It's part of the bracha, so he should be able to go up. We also mentioned a machlokes Rishonim a while ago. There are some Rishonim who hold that the bracha isn't over until you begin the next bracha. And this is why we'll say Yalav Yavo before Modim, after the bracha is over, because we say you didn't start the next bracha, you're still in the last bracha. It's Machlokes Rishonim. So it could be called those Rishonim, until he says the word Modim, he can still go up. The other Rishonim will say no, because it's once the bracha is over, it's over. But there are some Rishonim who would say the bracha doesn't over until he starts Modim. In any event, he shouldn't get into the shilas. That's the bottom line. So Kohen Chavav, Ritzei, Kol Kohen V'chulim. So the Sheikh Tzibah says, Ritzei, all the Kohanim and Shul, step forward. Shenemar, like the Pasuk says, Vayisa Aharon es Yadav el Ha'am Vayivarchim. That Aaron lifts up his hands to bless the people. V'achach, then it says, Vayirid Masos HaChatas. He went down from doing the Chatz V'goymer. Mash Mashe Beirach Koidim Shenestak Me'avodah. The implication is that Birch Kohanim come before the conclusion of the Avodah. Therefore, the takana was when we daven, the kahanim should ascend the duchen before the conclusion of the bracha of avoida. Sifkan chav zayin ad shiyasayin shliach tzibur tzei. If he didn't get there until the shliach tzibur finished the tzei, that doesn't bother us. Lav dafka, it doesn't have to be they didn't get to the shliach tzibur finished tzei. The film leagia shom ad shiyasayin shliach tzibur moedim. Let's say he doesn't get up there until the Sheikh Sibir is done modim. Gam can less them, but there's no problem there either. Kol she'okar raglav b'ritzei. The requirement is that he starts to move during ritzei. By the duration, not ritzei. Since we began with ritzei, we say, so if he can't get there before the end of ritzei. But really, if he can't get there through modim, it's also okay, as long as he gets there by the time they start the duchen. Odkas, with the achroinim might further. The ikar ha'kira mikri achron etila. When we talk about moving to duchen, that's after the kohen washed his hands. Shaz roi lalos duchen, because then it's ready to go up. For the chen ya'akru ragleyem li tol yadim kohen say. So when do the kohen move out of the shul to wash their hands? That's going to be before ritzei. Uber ritzei ya'akru ragleyem li lech lamokom duchen leduchenam. By ritzei is when they should move their feet towards the direction of where they're going to duchen. Ubidi yavid im lo not al yadim kohen say. What happens if the kohen didn't wash his hands before ritzei? And if he goes to wash his hands, the Sheikh Sibir will finish with say before he gets back to start going forward to the duchen. What he should do is, during with say, move forward towards the duchen. And he should wash his hands up front. They should bring him water, some of Malkam Duchen, close to the duchen. So he shouldn't leave the shul to wash hands. He should start moving forward, and someone should go get him water so he can wash his hands up by the duchen where he's going to give the bracha. Sivkan chavches, avlam lo okarag would say, if he did not move his feet during would say, so then he can't go up. Vafilam okarag v'leich l'sad chutz l'ifo yodav, even though he did move his feet, and he starts walking out to wash his hands during ritzei, the Sefer Teres HaKenim is inclined to say that's not called moving towards duchening. Even though washing his hands is a necessity, it's a preparation for the duchening. That's not good enough. We need him to be moving towards the duchen. He is going out. That doesn't help. Okay, therefore, haminig, the practice is, kisha shirsi magil ritzei, when the shirsi begets to ritzei, v'lo boi dina kaham lehech, and the kaham not yet in the sanctuary, hu ma'amtim b'tfiloso, he has to wait, ad sheyavo, until they show up, techashin and shemi dayin lo okragleyem, because we're afraid, maybe they didn't move forward yet, mimekom horachitza, from the place where they washed, leilchatzad duchen, to go forward towards the duchen. So sometimes we have that. If you have a Baal Musaf who's fast, we sometimes hold him up. If there's a lot of Kahanim, or the Kahanim, some Kahanim took longer to finish the Shemoneh Esrei, and you're waiting, so we hold up the Chazan. We make him stop, and he has to wait before he starts with say till he gets the green light that the Kahanim are coming in. We're ready to go. Kasra Poyskin, the Poyskin write, Shem Oka Raglov Mi Besai, Levo the Besai Knesses. Let's say the Kohen steps out of his house to go to Shul. Umotza Acher Etzei, he shows up after Etzei. Even though when he left his house, he's on his way. He's certainly walking, but even before it says. So he started on his way to the shul, to the duchen, at the right time. That's not called moving for duchening. He can't go up. Because when he leaves his house, not like he has a mind for duchening, he leaves his house to come to shul. Aval, but im akarav beisol, he says the last of duchen. If the whole reason he leaves his house to come to shul is the duchen, that's his whole intent. His intent is he's coming to duchen. So when he left his house, that was his akira with that in mind. Akira zo moels. That akira helps. That movement does count, but only can go up to duchen. Because that was his sole goal. I'm leaving my house to go to duchen. So that works. The time you go to shul, that's not good enough. But if you go to duchen, that is good enough. The yesha kasu, some write, even in this case, he shouldn't duchen. Even in this case, when he left his house with one goal that he's going to go to duchen, and he shows up to shul after the say is over, he can't go up. Unless his house is so close to shul that he hears the shatsiba say say, and then he scurries out of his house to come. Now, vice versa, he had to wash his hands at home, I guess. Maybe he went to do the chumrah. He wakes up late and says a baruch al tiyos yadayim, and then goes straight to duchen. Right? So maybe he fardins the baruch. So it's up there. If he hears real sibah say it say, then coming from the house counts. Sivkar chav tes shuv lo yala. So if he didn't oikir raglov by ritzay, he lost his chance. So afilo yimachmas anus, even if it's an anus. The reason why it wasn't the Oikar Raglav. He was an Oinus. So even if it was beyond his control and he couldn't move, whatever it is, at that point, once it's over, he cannot go up to Duchen, that he is not in keeping with the requirement. He has a note, so I don't know if it's an odd case or maybe it's a Zokin. Then Shevet Alevi talks about a person who's Oikar Raglav before it say, and then he falls asleep and he wakes up and they finish with say. That's a hefsek. He can't go up a duchen. He can't go up a duchen anymore. That's a hefsek. Now it's after it say he can't go up in duchen. Now the Be'alocha discusses, let's say he does go up. Do we make him go back down? So you look in the first Be'alocha, I'm lo oker ragbar say. If he wasn't oker braglov, he can't go up. If it was an oynis, he can't go up. But if he didn't go up, he went up during Moedim. He couldn't help it, by would say, and now he goes running up by Moedim. We don't send him down. The Talmud wants to know, let's say it wasn't an Oinus. It wasn't beyond his control. Whatever it is, he's talking to someone. And he got caught up in his conversation. Next thing he knows, up to Moedim. So he goes running up. Does he have to go down? He's Mesupik. Mogen says he didn't go up and it wasn't an oinus, and now he goes running up, send him down. He can't, we don't let him duchen.